keep chanting the mantra, the second week, you know, some of you are kind of chanting it and some of you are not chanting it, you know. The chanting mantra is also very powerful. And I got many emails now, you know, I'm reading it, and many I replied and many I have to reply it. And thank you for all that those emails, which and you can send me, give me a feedback. This 100dayscompassion@gmail.com, and many of you share that first week, second week, that what are the development, you know, and I really can see that there is a changes came, you know, in your kind of mindfulness and self-compassion. You start to kind of noticing more in the first week when I ask you to notice or mindful of negative thought. You were more aware. But the second week when I ask you to notice any positive thoughts, and interestingly many of you really couldn't kind of, you know, really see any quality, any good or positive thoughts. So that's interesting that it clearly shows that what is more in us and that habitual pattern of what is like a natural and coming more, you know, the quantity wise. So, and some of you already told me or share with me that chanting mantra is so powerful, it giving you giving you the support and secure, because now this is the process of opening ourselves, and it we really need the support. You know, like for me, day before yesterday, opening myself to all of you, you know, that was quite a challenging. And I've been chanting mantra, you know, yesterday was quite a tough for myself, you know, but the mantra, it's very powerful. It's really kind of healing, and it's also supporting, and it's really giving you this the energy in the heart, and which is really important. So I really request all of you to keep chanting the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra for these 100 days.